Adaptation for patient Carlos Sabo, CARLOS SABOO. Date of service is 3/24/2022. Date of accident 9/1/2021. Date of birth 10/28/2015. Carlos Sabo is a victim of an automobile accident where he was traveling with his brother and his mom was the driver. The car was hit on a passenger side in a T-bone fashion at 35-40 miles an hour. He was a passenger on the rear seat on the left side behind the driver. The impact of this accident caused him severe headaches that have mostly gone better, but pain in the lower back has persisted as well as pain in both the knees. Whenever he starts playing in the school, the pain in the knee is noticeably bad, 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, but on resting it gets better. Lower back pain is reported to be 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. There is a radiation of pain to the left buttock and left leg up to the knee according to the child in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. This is reported as numbness and tingling, which is present most of the time. Unfortunately, an MRI of the lumbar spine has not been done. Since he is a 6-year-old child and it will be very hard to put him still in the MRI tube, the feasibility of the MRI has been discussed at length with the parents. 70% pain has improved since the time of accident. In the ADL patient report, the general activity and school is affected, while mood, walking ability, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected. 6. In the neurology and psych patient reports, no headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance or double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts, no history of any difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. There is no history of lack of focus, lack of concentration, no anxiety, depression, panic, and there is no nightmares, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness patient reports, there is a lower back stiffness and mild pain in the lower back with radiation to the left buttock and left leg as pins and needle. Other than that, there is no other pain areas. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels, stomach pain, blood in the stool, difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, can see painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that he has improvement of his pain in the lower back and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, none of them. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are Advil. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient report full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the vital signs are not taken on this session in the child. The physical examination will remain the same as before. For the last 2/22/2022, dictation number is 0223-066. Along with the diagnosis, plan of care is to continue the physical therapy focused on lower back and knee for 2 times a week with traction massage aquatherapy. Disability, no disability has been checked. Advil have been advised to the patient. Local heat has been advised. Massage has been advised. Even stretching and traction has been advised to the patient. At this time, parents have been advised about the MRI. The role of MRI is to basically look for surgery and an injection treatment, both of which cannot be done. I have tried to refer this child to the Detroit Medical Center, to the Children's Hospital. However, they say that they had to wait for such a long time, they could not get to see any neurologist or neuropsych. So end of dictation, thank you very much. Patient will be seen in 30 days' time.